This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 10th, there's an all-you-can-eat breakfast at the Cannon Fire Hall. This will be taking place between 7:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and will also feature a free will offering. This is sponsored by American Legion Post 362. Once again, this is happening November 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Cannon Fire Hall. Molson Coors has announced the closure of two breweries. Stuart Waddles has more.
Molson Coors is hopping out of Chippewa Falls. The company announced yesterday the closure of two Leinenkugel brewery operations, including the historic Chippewa Falls facility and the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee. They'll be consolidating that work at their State Street Brewery in Milwaukee. The company is assuring that the change, set to take effect in January, will not impact the beer supply. The company does say they'll continue to operate the Liney's Lodge and the tourist elements of the Chippewa Falls operation.
Saturday, November 9th, the St. Anthony's Council of Catholic Women invite you over to their holiday fair. This will be taking place between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the St. Anthony's Padua Center here in Park Falls, and will feature a general store and bakery, crafts, themed gift baskets, homespun Christmas items, and more. There will also be a raffle. Tickets are $5 each or 3 for 10, and the drawing will be at 1:30 p.m. Need not be present to win. For lunch, there's going to be hot turkey and gravy on a bun with cranberries, coleslaw, pumpkin crumble dessert, and a beverage. All for $10. Carryout is available. They will be featuring a handmade quilt event as well, with a beautiful handmade full-size quilt designed and donated by Pauline Fenzel and Jane Korob. Chances are available for $5 each or 3 for 10. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 9th between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the St. Anthony's Padua Center here in Park Falls. Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now, meteorologist Brittany Berlow says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week, and now those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition. And that's also starting to creep in from the south towards Beloit and Janesville. And 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa State Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team, different. Than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger. But I like, there's a lot of good things tonight, and we'll build off of that and continue to try to get better.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense. Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. You know, I think every good team has somebody that you could point to as like a disruptor, energy player that just brings that to a team. And I think, you know, it was obvious with him out there, you know, his pressure on the ball, the deflections, chasing down loose balls, you know, just a lot of those hustle plays, those energy plays that can bring energy to a team, but also those moments where, you know, it looked like the other team is about to, you know, have something happen for him, and then his energy and his effort and his motor comes into play for us, you know, like that fast break where Brooke is chasing down Patty Mills. He make him, you know, throw up a high floating layup in transition, and then another guy is following it up, and Dre come behind and block it, you know. So that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. So I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stop the presses. There's a new film about zombies headed our way. Twilight star Billy Burke will head the cast of the new zombie thriller horror movie Outbreak. The show tells the story of a park ranger whose son encounters several people with zombie-like symptoms, probably a headache, fever, and a slight case of the chills. How come we haven't seen a zombie rom-com yet? It's only a matter of time, folks. If you're tired of watching Nicolas Cage films in the comfort of your own home, you'll be interested in this, a new Nicolas Cage Film Festival. The festival is called Nicolas Uncaged and will celebrate several films from our national treasure. See what I did there? The event will take place over the course of the next 2 months in New York at the Metrograph Theater. Some of the films showcased include Adaptation, of course, National Treasure, Con Air, Moonstruck, Red Rock West, and David Lynch's Wild at Heart. The festival starts November 8th and runs through January 2nd. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jumpstart on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. By Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.